Now I got to behave myself because, you know, Donna Richardson Joyner, she's one of them Floridians, you know.
We're going to move on from that subject matter.
We're going to move on to that subject.
Yes.
She's in Indianapolis talking with kids. Make it, tell them, don't be like Amos Brown on the radio. Be fitter than that. Get your exercise
on. Get your exercise groove on.
And
not
we finally
just
got
the kids, the whole family.
And we finally got her in the studios,
yes,
here at AM
13. Thank you for having me. Yay!
Wow. So what you doing?
Thank you very much.
So what you doing in town, girlfriend?
Well, you know, I came in, when was it, February, celebrating Black History Month,
right,
with the Stewart Series program, mm-hmm, and the kids were so excited. We were in the historical auditorium,
right,
Adam Walker,
right,
and I had the drums playing, and the kids were excited, so we brought them up on stage. We did a workout. We had prayer. And so we decided to continue on. They didn't know. They just thought they were having me come speak and I would leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the kids wanting more. They wanted to learn about healthy eating. They wanted to be moving. And so we basically presented them with the Presidential Active Lifestyle Challenge, which is for 6 weeks. They have to, every day, 5 days a week, participate in 60 minutes of activity. 5 days a week.
That's that play 60 thing.
Play 60. Mm-hmm. 60 minutes a day. Then every week they have to adopt a healthy lifestyle, nutritional habit.
Hmm.
So they did. And they earned the Presidential Active Lifestyle Award signed by the President Obama. So they were all excited and they got their certificates and we had instant recess and
everything.
You should have seen the kids. They were so like.
Matt, what school were
Matt,
you guys
weren't
at?
Weren't they wonderful?
We were at one of the Wayne Township schools.
It
was North Wayne.
North
Elementary.
Wayne.
Oh, and they
yes.
want a shout out. Shout out, North Wayne
North
in
Wayne.
The house.
How difficult, and I know the president and, more importantly, First Lady Michelle Obama and her efforts at fitness, but how difficult is it when we've got schools that are cutting back on phys ed, they're cutting back on even recess, they're cutting back on opportunities for young people to get exercise in school under the thing of gym doesn't help you pass the state competency tests.
But you know what? We got to look at the kids developing mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be, you know, wholeness. And what we're lacking is the physical activity, even the creativity. When you don't have arts and you don't have physical education in the school system, these kids are really not getting what they properly should get. And it does. It shows that when they are able to get physical education, they are more attentive. The grades improve. They have higher self-esteem. There's lower obesity rates. So it ain't like we don't have the research that supports physical education in the school system. We have to do better to make sure that our kids are physically active before, during, and after school.
I got moms and grandmoms that are listening to us right now.
Yes.
They're saying, all right, Donna, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
But.
There's no but.
I live in a neighborhood where it's not necessarily safe. Folks
okay.
are popping off stuff. I don't want my kids necessarily out running around in the neighborhood because I don't know what might hit them.
I understand that. And I've been in those situations and in those communities and at those homes. Then you work it out at home. You put on some music and you get up, you start dancing, or you could do like crunches or sit-ups or jumping jacks. Do like we call instant recess. 10 minutes. Get those kids up. And get them moving.
What about, there's probably moms and grandmoms that are saying, they got the little ones who like to run around the house.
Yes.
And what do moms and grandmoms, stop running! Stop! Would you sit your butt? Stop running!
I know, but you know what? You get up and run with them.
Or run after them.
Run after them, run with them, because grandma and mom probably need some activity as well. And it has to be a family thing. How do we address childhood obesity? It starts with the family.
Mm.
And now one in every three kids is overweight or obese. And in that statistic, one in every two will have diabetes before they're 18.
Mm.
We got an epidemic. And it starts at home, and it continues in the school and in the churches.
The churches,
ooh.
How can a church do exercise?
How?
Yeah.
Praise and worship is an exercise. That's a form of, yes, that's a form of worship.
So the
taking care of your temple is a form of worship.
The praise dancers is not enough. The congregation needs to be up there praise dancing.
The congregation needs to be up there not just singing and praising for 3 minutes. How about we extend it to 10 and 15 minutes? I mean, in the Bible it says to be in good health even as thy soul prospers. It doesn't say bad health or so-so health or when I get to my health or when I have a heart attack, I'll be in good health thereafter. It says to be in good health. It says, remember it goes, the Lord says to be fruitful and to multiply. When the Lord was talking about being fruitful, he was not saying to multiply the food on your plate.
What about, have you ever heard of somebody doing a Sunday sermon where the minister gets up and where the minister gets up and says, you know, today, congregation, we're going to replicate, we're going to duplicate walking around the walls of Jericho. So y'all get on up, and he starts taking everybody out and start walking around the church seven times.
Were we just having this conversation?
Absolutely.
In the car, I was telling them about 3 years ago, Bishop Eddie Long had me come to the church because he heard about Body Gospel, which is a program I put together. It's in 150 churches around the country. Mm-hmm. Here's what you should know. 98% of those churches are not African-American churches, okay? Mm-hmm. So Bishop Eddie Long said, look, we need it because our temples are broke down, jacked up, and need some improvement. So what he had me do was I would tape like a three-minute like piece, 5 minutes, and when church started with praise and worship, choir started singing, and there I have the congregation moving. Mm. We're strengthening hearts. We're getting the blood flowing. We're strengthening those muscles.
Right.
Every Sunday, he would do that because it needs to be a habit. It has to be a way of life. It has to be a part of their routine. Mm. It's a behavior change. People got to change their mindset. It's not, here's the thing you need to know. Everybody listening, your health is not an option. It's a necessity. You need, your life depends on your health.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Let me go to Mother Cheryl's got a question at 239-1310. Hi, Mother Cheryl.
Hi, Amos. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. She's shouting out for Miami. I'm shouting out for the Pacers. Call Pacers because they're our own and they don't play dirty like Miami do. They play dirty. They dirty for a team. All they want to do is fight and knock folks down and all that and stomp on them and whatever. Pacers is my team and they're a good team and they're a clean team.
All right, my sister, I think you have made your point. You know, when the Mother Cheryl's of the market
I'm
of the community.
I'm going to shut up.
I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310's Afternoons Labors. The effort that you're working with the president and the first lady on is part of the fitness. How did you get hooked up in that?
I'm so blessed. I was appointed by President Bush, served on his President's Council for Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. No one from that council was reelected other than myself.
Mm. So you're just so bipartisan.
There we go. But, you know, getting healthy, think about it. Health has no color, no shape, no size. Mm-hmm. And when we are under attack, which we are, we have to do matter. We have to man up and woman up and be responsible for our temples. So I think that I've been blessed enough now to be appointed by President Obama, serve for 4 years. Now I'll be serving another 4 years. And aside from being the ambassador for First Ladies Let's Move program, in the month of June, we're going to celebrate our fathers. This is like Men's Health Week. And we have come together with President Obama, and we're kicking off his fatherhood initiative. So fathers, y'all got to step up. We got to do better. We got to spend quality time with these kids. We got to make sure that it's not just about Father's Day, but every day we need to be involved. It needs to be a family affair. So I'm excited that this is so dear to President Obama's heart, and we are going to be soldiers out there, not just encouraging fathers, but single family moms too.
239-1310. Tell me, go back to the phones. And Joyce, hi there, Joyce. We've answered Joyce's question. I know you've done a lot for fitness, and we're coming up, you know, as we get later in the year, you know, there's that healthcare thing that we've got to explain to folks. Are they going to ask you to help them, you know, try to explain Affordable Care Act?
You know what? I am all for healthcare for everyone. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't legislate behavior. Mm-hmm. So we have to think about our health a little differently. We got to change. It has to be a whole paradigm shift in how we see our health, because I believe it starts with how you think about it. You got to change your thinking, Amos, which will change your behavior, which changes your actions. Think about that. And you have to want to do this. You got to want to do it for yourself first. Yeah. And hopefully you want to have the whole family involved. My pastor once said, you cannot conquer what you're not committed to moving forward. That's why I'm back here, Amos.
That's what she says.
I'm going to help you conquer.
And notice she's banging on my table. That's not me banging on my table. That's Donna. That's Donna trying
so
to.
So are we trying to move forward and conquer this, Amos?
That's Donna trying to get rid of my beer belly, and I don't drink beer. Let me go to Joyce at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Joyce Montgomery. I want to shout out, first of all, to my pastor, James Dowdy, and Keeping the Faith Missionary Baptist Church. And in regards to being in better health in our church, I suggested that we have an exercise class because, you know, most of us are from 30 to 91 years old.
Amen.
And I made a suggestion that we have a rumba class on a Saturday, and nobody wanted to do it. So what is my give me some input on how I can get my congregation motivated.
Okay, well, first I'd like for you to talk to your pastor because we do follow the leadership of those that are before us. And
okay,
if that pastor is not as health conscious, it really is challenging for the rest of the congregation to get on board.
Oh, and he is.
Well, then
very
we got to ask him.
As a matter of fact, he works out.
Well, then we have to ask him to get involved and take on the responsibility of leading this healthy challenge with his congregation. Because here's the bottom line for any church: if you have unhealthy congregation members, that means they get sick and shut in. That means your tithes and offerings are not that healthy. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that we speak to the pastor, get that pastor to commit to not just speaking about it, but being about it, and then get the rest of the congregation on board. My pastor, Bishop T.D. Jakes, just lost 60 pounds.
Oh, whoa!
60 pounds!
60?
Uh-huh. Yes!
Oh,
we're talking strong and lean in 2013. Yes, he is.
Wait, he's not getting as thin as Al Sharpton.
No. Oh, come on now. Come on.
But that's a major thing.
It's major.
All of, the members in our church, mm-hmm. and I want us to be healthy.
Well, you know what? You give me your pastor's number and I'll call him and talk to him. How about that?
Okay, I'll do that.
I tell you what, Joyce, hold on and give Chris your name and your pastor's name and number, and we'll give that to Donna.
Okay.
We're going to get it started because we got to start sweating in the spirit, right, Joyce?
Amen.
All right, appreciate it.
Ooh, started something here, Amos.
Yeah, you did. See, I get blamed for it.
Amos had her on the show.
239. But going back to Dr. Jakes, how important is that as a role model? Because people kind of know what he looks like. I mean, he has that. He's like Chris Christie, who has just lost a bunch of weight.
Which I'm very proud of him, and he's got to continue. It has to be a lifestyle change. You can have the surgery, but you still have to eat healthy. You still got to work out daily. And so I think even with these pastors, they have to make that personal commitment, which is very challenging to some. But then after that, the congregation will fall in line. Trust me.
How important is it? Because one of the things that is happening now in companies,
yes,
a lot of people are here, they have their health insurance, and
yes,
the company's coming to you and say, if you do certain things, we will lower your premium.
Yes.
And people are resisting getting their premiums lowered because you got to do certain things. How important is it? Hey, save the money and you're also saving your body.
You're saving your life. I don't understand that mindset. I'm going to be honest. If someone is motivating you, creating incentives, you can win prizes. You can win all kinds of great things for you to get in shape. Not because you want to and you need to. So I really think that we've got to think about it differently, because when you're at a job and they are paying for it, you are affecting their bottom line when you're not healthy, when you're not productive, and when you're calling in for sick leave. Don't expect to get the promotion because you're costing them too much. So even when you think of your own insurance, you're going to pay more when you're unhealthy. If you're going for a new job, they're going to select the healthy one versus the unhealthy. It is more money out of your pocket to be unhealthy.
I've heard people say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to the health fair. I don't want to do the biometric testing because it's all a plot for them to see how not healthy I am and kick me off the insurance, not realizing the law getting ready to change up in here in a minute.
Hello. You already know you're unhealthy. So even you going to the health fair, you should know what your health status is. So that's just a bunch of crap. Y'all need to get it together. We have to. It's not anyone else's responsibility. I can't say to you, Amos, okay, Amos, I need to be accountable for you to get healthy. That's your temple. Yeah. You should want to. You should honor him and glorify him with a healthy temple. When it says, blessings runneth over. Don't you want all that?
Yeah.
Well, not runneth over the plate. It says, blessings
And then we're all tied to our computers, and we're tied to all this work Ms. H wants me to do.
Amos, get up right now. Get up for me.
All right.
Come on. Ready?
All right, I'm up. All right, we're up.
You're going to do a little fit break. Come on, Amos.
I'm moving the chair out the way. All right, here we go.
Okay, now, squat down with me, Amos. Here we go. Squat, and then get back up. Come on. You got to sit back like you're sitting in a chair. Come on. No, your booty got to go back that way towards the
wall. What booty?
The little bit you got.
The little bit I got.
The little bit you got. Sit it back. Now, you're sitting like this. Look, stick it out.
Sit it back.
Yeah, there we go. There you go. There you go. It's not a pretty shot, but there you go. Come on. And now I'm going to take it down one more time. And now you're going to stay down and just hold right here. Come on. Just pulse with me. Now, you got to hold your stomach in now. There you go. Lift your chest, relax your shoulders, and just bounce with me right here. A little pulse. That's, and you see those quads working and the hamstrings. You feel that?
Chris is my witness because I can't see
it. I think your buttocks is getting stronger right now. Come on, Amos. And straighten up. Okay, you ready? March in place. Come on, let's do a little jog.
Hello. Six.
Let's get it up. Get up. Now get those knees up. Amos, come on. Let's go. Breathe it out. That's it. Come on, Amos. You got this.
I don't believe I'm
doing
this.
Here we go. Come on, Amos. Jumping jacks, Amos. Let's go. Come on. In and out.
That's I haven't it. Done jumping jacks.
Yeah, that's all right.
Since elementary school.
Uh-huh. See, you
three,
still can do
four,
it. Five.
Come six, on. Ho!
Ho! Let's go. There we go. Okay, now we're going to bring it down. Bring it down, Amos. Come on, come on. Reach it out. See, we just did a little break.
Oh, that's the jazzercise
just
thing.
Reach. Come on, come on. That's it. It ain't prancer size. Let me just say that. You saw that little prancer size? What the heck is that? Did y'all see that? We ain't doing all that. Okay, now, half stretch. Turn.
Half stretch that
there you
way.
Go. Stretch. Uh-huh. Put your foot in front of you. Bend your front knee. Stretch out your back.
We bring Karen on the line at 239-1310.
Hi, Karen. Bend knee. Stretch it out.
Karen, you there?
Get your deep breath in.
I'm winded. Right, I want you to know I'm winded, Karen.
All right, Karen. How are you?
Hi. First, I want to say I'm a first time caller.
So
I gotta
give
my
first time caller.
I was listening to the program and I seen when you was talking about kids get fitness. Just so ironic that we're doing a program over at Riverside. We call it Riverside Kids Get Fit. It's going to be like this Saturday, and that's what I'm trying to promote is my sorority, Zeta Phi Beta sorority. And the youth came up with this program of Upsilon Omega Zeta for kids to come out and just start to get fit and just start working out. So
wonderful.
They're gonna be out, yeah, so we're going to be out this Saturday at Riverside Community Center for everybody that wants to come out. It's free.
Free.
And also, we're going to be promoting prenatal care and all other things.
Wonderful. So. Please, Amos, can you give
what's
them some
the number?
Support?
What's the number again?
You can reach me at... You mean the number? Riverside
wait a minute.
Is,
give it to me because Amos out of breath. let me take down the number.
Okay. Riverside Community Center is 327-7171.
7171. 327. Okay, we got it. And we'll promote that. And folks,
327-7171.
It's free. Take advantage of it.
It is free. Face painting, clowns. We're going to have kids jumping rope. Showing them how to use the Wii correctly and all kind of fun things.
Wonderful. Well, if I was still here, I'd even come. But we're going to give shout-outs and make sure we get everybody else to come out.
Okay, then. That'd be great.
Thanks so much.
All righty.
Thanks.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. I probably do need to get these.
Oh, you want some more?
I can do the jumping jacks. Some of this other stuff.
But you work it out, you got to stretch it out. So
you gotta stretch
too
it out.
Often we will do an activity, and then the next day we wake up a little sore, and we can't bend, and we don't feel good. That's because you got to stretch those muscles. When they are working out, they contract, they shorten. You got to elongate those muscles. Stretch it out. Work it out. Stretch it out.
Send me some exercises we can do, and we have. I'm being very serious because this has gotten to me.
Yeah, you know when that waistline starts to increase, you are increasing the risk of you having a heart disease, right?
Yeah, I don't need that.
You don't need that.
I don't need that.
You need to stay fit, faithfully fit and fine, Amos.
Yeah, and I can get back in my size of the clothes. Send me some exercises.
And who's
going to
do it?
Who's going to do it, Amos?
Who's going to
do what?
The exercises.
I'm going to do them.
And who else? You pointing to
Chris,
someone else?
No, Chris.
You're going to join him. Okay. All right.
And then Karen will make me.
Okay, we're going to do that. So I'm going to call in, and we're going to make sure. Can we have some music? We got to work on music.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Okay.
Pump it up, come on. Pump it up. Come on, you need.
And you've been listening to Donna Richards and Joe Hader.
And remember.
Trying to get me to exercise. On
and we got the
with
book,
Amos.
Witness to Fitness. Go to Books a Million. Where were we?
Come on,
86,
man.
86
in Zionsville. Oh, Books a Million up at Trader's Point.
Yeah.
86
they
in Zionsville.
They have the book, and they're welcoming everybody to come. And you got to check out Stewart's series, speaking series. What is the website?
www.stewartspeakers.com.
And we got a lot of great speakers coming up, and I've already invited myself back.
Just to check up on me. And tomorrow on Afternoons with Amos, Neighborhood Association that's been around for a long time, they're trying to reconstitute themselves. Citizens Neighborhood Coalition, they'll be here live with us Thursday. Why did the Citizens Health Center close suddenly? They'll be here on Thursday. Here we are talking about health care and exercise. We got a health clinic that's suddenly closed up.
Yeah, that's not good.
We'll find out all about
that. Okay, we're going to get pumped up, powered up, and prayed up.
All right, Donna Richardson, join her.
Come on, Amos, let's go.
Thanks very much for being with us. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow live at 1. 1, 2.